From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. The relationship between the Jewish and Black communities during the Civil Rights Movement is a tricky one. While both groups were outsiders, their goals didn't exactly align. An exhibit at a Birmingham synagogue explores that dynamic. WBHM's Kelsey Shelton tagged along with the tour group.
A group of students from Indiana crowd into a room in the lower level of Temple Bethel.
We think of this as an invitation to explore Birmingham's civil rights history as it intersects with the Jewish community.
The room is darkened and lined with artifacts, a menorah, a single candle, and a storage drum used during the Cold War. A projector lights up the room. The students sit down and a film begins. It's a 15-minute documentary about how Jews and Black people have navigated white supremacy throughout history.
Between members of the Black community and Jewish community, but also sort of a national discussion about how white supremacy affects all of us.
Susan Bierman's story is one of conflict. She's Jewish and was a young adult in the 1960s. In the documentary, she says she didn't know how to be an advocate.
I got involved with this committee to make sure it was telling the truth about what we did in the 60s, because I don't think we did enough.
The Temple Bethel civil rights experience incorporates multimedia elements like video, pictures, and audio tapes.
You kind of immerse yourself in who were these people, and hopefully through that humanize the history.
Tyler Jones is the exhibit's artistic director. He says in a museum, documents are behind glass. Here, they want visitors to actively engage with someone's story.
See them as real people who were confronting really challenging times in history and hopefully empathize the tough choices they faced.
All right, so if you'll follow me, we're actually going to go out.
The group heads upstairs to the chapel. A slide projector presents images of a former member of Temple Bethel's congregation, Faye Kimmerling. Speakers in the room play an oral history from her.
My bat mitzvah was here at Temple Bethel in 1958. Just a few weeks before.
She tells a story about a conversation she had with her Black maid. They were talking about the Kennedy-Nixon election of 1960. Kimmerling asks her maid who she planned to vote for.
She was ironing at the time. She stopped and looked at me with a mixture of wisdom and sadness and said, "You know I can't vote."
Even though both Jews and Black people were considered outsiders,
many Jews do pass as white and experience the privileges of whiteness.
That's Margaret Norman, the director of the Jewish Community Relations Council of the Birmingham Jewish Federation. She says because of this racial ambiguity, white passing Jews didn't face the level of threat Black people did.
So I think there is a danger in saying, you know, we have this shared history, we have this shared experience, our experiences are the same.
Although Jews were often excluded, they weren't restricted by law like Black people were. Norman says details like this show how the Jewish and Black experiences in America were different.
And should be understood that way even as we look for places of connection.
I'm going to open that up and like one of, a couple of us look at this part. And
back at the exhibit, visitors enter the sanctuary. One group learns about a Jewish couple who fled Nazi Germany. While living in Alabama, they participated in protests for civil rights. Melissa Moore is a Black mom on the tour. She reads the protesting rules the couple had to follow.
Number one is don't strike back or curse if abused. Don't hold conversations with observers or police. Don't laugh out. Don't move.
She says the rules are the same ones she told her sons to follow when they protested with the Black Lives Matter movement. She is struck by the similarities.
The things that I've told my sons, look them in the eye. You know, don't raise your voice, be calm, be polite. Love is always going to win, and like, hasn't changed.
But that's not the only sign of overlap between the Black and Jewish community. The tour ends at the site of Temple Bethel's attempted bombing in 1958, which Margaret Norman says happened only a few months before Birmingham civil rights leader Reverend Fred Shuttlesworth's church was bombed.
You can't really understand it without understanding everything that was happening during that time around issues of civil and human rights.
It's widely believed both bombings were done by the same person. Similar groups have preached anti-Semitism and racism historically. Norman says anti-Semitism and racism are alive and well, and this exhibit shows you can't understand one without the other. Kelsey Shelton, WBHM.